Rishus Avi Mori. Rolling Simon Tafin Aleph by Sifi Dalid. The Suga of Kisa Kelim, pot covers. We have a halacha that when you have a pot, when you cook water inside, you have to enact a vagalo. Therefore, when you have a cover on top of it, it's mazia, and the steam goes off. Therefore, the pot is the same, the cover is something like the pot, and also the act of vagalo here.
That's that thing really banned, or it's like...
So let's try to explain it here. The zeh right now is like the same halacha. B'di'evet, if you don't do a case of agalo, then what's halacha? Be a case that will be mazia the second time. Therefore, come along that the arichal and the gedera itself will be osir. The last but both stages over here. One, the gedera l'chatchila out of kasher, why are you doing agalo for? The second thing, explain the idea of b'di'evet when you do not do the act of agalo. First, l'chatchila. Again, the klal is very simple. The kisu is like the gedera. Therefore, says the Paiskim, let's say you have a kisa and a machfas. What's the loch of a machfas? We pass him lechad chila du li ben kal. If it's a chodeshani, kisa and a machfas is li ben kal. What happens if you have a kidero that's made for oreis, for rice, that we spoke out, that those ones say a ked of a machfas, or children might have a ked of a machfas, says the chodeshani, the ked of the kisa is like the kidero over here. Therefore, the kidero is li ben kal, and the swell they're coming from is the loch by sift as well. We see you have a kisei touches a charoro. Over here, that zeya that's coming out, giving a gedor of lipin over there. So we see over there that the zeya, when it's coming from a liquid, will have a gedor of a liquid. When it's coming from dry, has a gedor of lipin and aish. And therefore, since we're chayshed by a machlas, and something dry, like tzli, just like by the charoro, the loch is by charoro, the kisei has a case of lipin.
Because it actually touches the
charoro. That's two reasons, Mishra, and the Torah says. There are two reasons in the Magavim in the Torah. One, which would touch it, right, Pamim, or one, mitzad the Zeya. We see mitzad the Sukh of Zeya, the loch is Libun. I over here, the loch is Zeya is Akala. It depends where it's coming from. If it's a wet liquid, or dry, Zeya is Ka'isa Dover. That's the word, the Rosh and Shuva is from Mishmach Shir Perches, in the Simpe, it's our base of Ches. Therefore, just like Ka'isa Dover, the loch is. That the Isa Dover, whatever the cloud the Kedera is,
but we did the Zeya,
it's the same thing.
So
it's the same thing as Be'en. Now, what level give it to what discuss? But again, we see the Lacha by Herrera, the Lacha is Libon, over here the Tzugi is Hagala, both of them discussing Zeya, called the Tour of the Mogavram, and therefore it's coming from a condensed area, but it has Isa Dover, and therefore that went through the case of Aish, it also be Aish. It went through a case of Agala. Case of a machbas, all these serious pots that you didn't chul rice as a chodeshani in the case of limikal, chadchilo. And that's first the yisoy that we see over here. Now, we do see the concept over here that we're coming to being belayer through the act of zayah. Now, the question over here is, let's say you have a pot that went through the case of roishkin, a bubbling pot over here. Can you cash it through zayah? Once we say the concept is zayah is kaisid over, something that went into the act of water, can you cash it with Zaya? Cash with Zaya. Do you say the idea that Kabbalah Kapotoy, or maybe this is not no Shaykh, it went into water, you need something with water, Mamish. So come along the Masham, he has a shiva about it, he gets Val Mahalzu Shayim, the Sugyas. He comes out at the end of the day, Al Kapon, at least in Isra Balam. Those one argues that no Shaykh, it went into water, you need water, Mamish. Zaya won't be a good enough way to cash something went into the water. Or the cholapach is the rabbanon. They were called to be shloima, and when it's through water, you cannot cash it to zayah. That's aleph. Building upon that, what about for character? Went into zayah to be cash it to zayah. That you say is a mamish kabbalah kapalta. We know the process kabbalah kapalta is the same way. This is the same process over here. So we had a loch in Simin Tzadikdal in Sefalot. When you put a spoon inside your pot, what's a loch? How much being poured out? We're passing the amount that went inside the pot being poured, whatever sticking out, lemaisa's water. That's halacha shulchan aruch. We're not passing the idea of chamtsas akam. Who likes to poured the whole entire thing? Only the amount that went inside the fruit. Come along the ra'ah, brought down the simon kuf chof aleph. What's halacha if it was nichnas through the process of chamtsas akam kulay? So the ra'ah, you can cash through the chamtsas akam kulay. That's how the ra'ah passes. The question is, how do we do ra'ah as a din l'chadchila de medieved? The shach wants to say it's only a din medieved. The Mishavu by us, well, like the Pichodesh, it sounds like the loch is even dinner chatchilo. The question now is, when you're putting the spoon inside over here, says the Pichodesh, inside your food. Again, if it went in chetzi, chametz chacham kulei be poyel that way, same way kash that way. In the ra'osh shito. What happens if it's molei zayach? Inside the food lemaisa, it went inside. Well, now inside the pot itself is a lot of zayach. In the era when there's a lot of zayach, does the spoon itself become kosher? Does it come treif? That's it. Says b'chodesh avada, it goes inside. If it goes inside the zayach, can you cash it now with the chametz chacham kulei? In the Rosh Hashanah, so the Bichodesh, no. Because what's the idea of Zeis Kodesh Dava? It's as if it's Molei Zei over here. We know the Lachan, Simon Tzadik Beis. You have a Tibas Chol falls on a piece of meat that's outside. What do you do to Eitzah? Do you Minar Miyad or cover it? And then it's Bash Bishavah, it's covering, it's being Molei Zei, and it spreads out the whole time, as if the food's the whole entire area over here. Therefore, says the Bichodesh, if it asks it to touching food, Ma'amish, you're not Kashu Lecham Tzadikham Kuloi, if he wants time, if it asks it to Zeiah, then according to the law, you cannot cash it that way. Ad kind of pre-chodesh brought down by the place came that way. Lachem Ponim, based Lachem Yehuda, the Prima Garden, void. Building upon that takes a pre-chodesh to the next stage. Let's do one more step. Now that it went with an active zay, when you have the spoon over here, I mean, people say, when you put your spoon inside your pot, look inside the food. It's not true. We wear your pot, you look inside the food and wherever the zay is. Question now, if it's an open pot, not too much zay there. If you just open it right away, put it inside, it'll be that way. But you have to count the zay. Now, on that side, in fact, B'chodesh, can we now cash the same way through the Zayah? When with the Zayah, can we cash it through Zayah? Says the B'chodesh, yeah, might say can. Because it went in through Zayah, you can cash it through Zayah. That's the process over here. That means if it went through, I got water to cash through Zayah, you can't. When with the Zayah, you can cash it through Zayah.
When can't you?
When it went through, just boiling hot, you have a pot boiling hot water. Now you want to take this pot and hang it and cash it through Zayah. You want to put it on top of the steam and cash in the Zayah. That you can't do. But when in through Zayah, you can. Again, brought down by the Paiskim, by Slach Miudo, by Lachma Ponim, by the Prima Gordon. Prima Gordon to the Vada, he was poshed that way, he brings rayas to it that way. And that's how the Ikka the Paiskim go, the Beit Shloim was a Beit Zedek, not like the Chavadas. That once you go in through Zayah, you can cash in through Zayah. Once that's so, God, Agav mentioned one time, cashing ovens, how to go cash it. So in the Bayam, it's how the Hesek is, Bechot, Befnim. Come on, Dine Weiss. If you want to title, even you want to say maybe the Bayab and the Hesek is chutz, and you cannot cash it away, can you bifdim? Even though it's a case of Klimatechas. He said, I'll give you an Eitzah. You mentioned to put a cup of water inside. How's it really coming also over here? It's how the Zayah is going up, the Zayah is coming down, it's how the Sikh of Zayah. So you ask the two Zayah, cash the Zayah. That's three times. When you want to cash your ovens, come on, Dine Weiss. That's very simple.
To
get the balance, that's the great Tashmi Shoy. What's really asking it? Zayah.
That's the Tashmi Shoy.
So he says, is it better? He said, the Vada Hesek maybe could work. He said, I'll tell you even a better Eitzah. I might as well do. Put a couple of Zayah inside.
That's what I find with
microwaves. Oh, come on now. I asked next to you, what about microwaves? Can we cash your microwaves? That's what we're leading to, right? Let's be practical there. I'm not putting a cup of water inside the oven usually, but especially it's lined with enamel. But the question, can we cash out microwaves? So discuss the two aspects to get to microwaves. One to get to Pesach, one to get to Shavuot. The first, to get to Pesach, Rav Eider says, he spoke to Moshe about it, and it's brought down that Moshe says, if it's a microwave that's metal, that means you have to get what, you know, after all, your microwave the inside is, a lot of them are plastic, other materials, but if it's metal, Kavleikach, Paltoi, Kash, Duzer, for Pesach. Pesach, no problem. Yes, sometimes I have microwaves over the years with metal inside. Yours is plastic, actually. Fine. Now, that's number... Now, this. It's a some alloy that's there that's not the case. Okay. Now, the mice are... Most places seem to disagree to get the Pesach for a couple of reasons. Number one, they discussed that numerous microwaves are not a metal. It's plastic. Plastic we'll get to, Bez Hashem. That most poskim hold we cannot cash a plastic for Pesach. Hagam the R who certainly hold we can. Well, as far as I know, the Amoynam of Mahadrin do not, or the real Mahadrin, I'll say that. The real Mahadrin not cash plastic for Pesach. That's Aleph. A second thing, Kamlon Cheshire Ephoid, I really want to reflect this idea to cash to Zayah, even by the case of ovens. Zayah Padvo, the whole case of Bichodosh and the Prim Godim all discussing when you have boiling hot water and the thing is cashing over here in the pan itself. Where the spoon itself is through rice skin. To get the added area inside, you have the active Zayah. So that Zayah, together with the rice skin, is coming through the active Agolov. Why? Is it filling up the whole entire era, but it's coming through the Maya Golov here. What are you doing by your oven? You're putting a cup of water inside. You might be putting a cup of water inside. What are you cashing? Not cup of water. coming kashrus the whole entire microwave. Therefore, it's not being connected to the Meha Golem that's being kashrus any area over here. So what time, if this is the area over here being kashrus, he said you have no right more than one. If you've got in pre-chodesh cases, the area that you're kashrus has boiling hot water there. Plus, part of it is also with Meha Golem, also with Zaya. Also with Zaya, but you have no right to say the case where there is no water there. That's the second reason why Tamach work. A third, the way Dayan Fishy, he wants to tell you that we have a Bayam, it's advance. And therefore, it's a mashu, and you get a Pesach, it's a mashu, you have a vent that you can actually not that well, and if they're Yemot, you will mach on Pesach. A fourth reason, when Shlomo Teshuva, he gets a valve, he wants to tie microwaves. Who says, that's Nechel get a Vagolo? Maybe the whole Matthias is working through the Karen over here, the electricity over here, maybe it's Nechel get a Vesh. Maybe. Especially, we have Chumas of Pesach, let's be Choshe there, we have Chumas of Pesach.
How did we come to
Pesach? No, when in the Bli is Shubay Al Zaya. But that's true, but it says maybe since it's even though it went through Zaya, but since the whole pool of it is Al Yideya or of Chum and Gilgal, maybe is that way? You have any rights another way?
Nothing's changed.
It goes off saying, but that's me, here's why to be Makel, but it says, Chum and Pesach. Could you prove that?
Fine. It's the so same thing. Whatever it is, it's the same thing.
Those are as far as why, and as far as I know, for Pesach, it does not seem to be, it can cashier it. Let's negate the Pesach.
The food has to be fresh.
Negeta all year round, they point out this far as usually do not apply. The idea of plastic, generally place consumers say you can't pasture kasher plastic all year round. Negeta the sugya of the vents, mashu noitam lokam, usually do not really apply all year round. Negeta the sugya of the chumar of Shtomach Ali Deor, he says the chumar of negeta Pesach over here. So, therefore, again, Rav Moshe, he's making on Pesach, certainly he's making all year round, and he writes all year round about he can't kasher, and therefore, Laurus Noson, and Rabbi Yashiv himself has worked on that way, and Ashtubach and Natalia that way, and Belsky went that way, and Zil Orbach, I saw this morning, Mama, she says, go kasher. Now, how to go kasher? Rav Berkowitz says, very simple. He also holds you can kasher. He says, you put a cup inside, and wait 20 minutes till it bubbles out.
Clean it first.
That's every kasher, you always have to clean it. You put a cup inside. Now, when you do it one time, the place where the cup is, doing a kashrut, you have to do a second time, move it over in a second area. So you always have to do it twice. Not much that you have to do it twice, but the place where the cup is blocking from the being machshering that area, move it over a second time and wait 10, 15, 20 minutes, how long the microwave works, to bubble out the water, it steams up, and therefore you can't kashrut.
Do you need to get a new plate? You can kashrut the plate through the Zayar also, or is it on directly?
The glass plate? Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, depends on the door.
No,
you need a kashrut glass? But to get the sticky glass, that's what we have. You have a glass plate inside.
No.
Again, you can get involved with the way of Tashmisha. Usually, getting involved anyway, but
Tashmisha. Tashmisha, that's going to be directly.
The plate itself, they can say. It'll be limited. It's because of microwave per se.
Now, how crazy do you have to be?
That's partially, anyway. Again, we're not discussing.
Bashari Surman is not a
Sumashu,
so you have to make sure every single hole has nothing in it, or?
So, those one, by Shari Surman, you have to clean it. I'm not sure what you mean.
So there's 1,000 holes there, right?
Right. The question, what do you going to get back over here? That means, it's a big tumult. What are you worried exactly about to happen? Let's even a Pesach. But those one time you have to cover the vents of Pesach. And the question is, what goes into the vents? How do you come back out from the vents? Well, a particle come out. Fine, that's your Shefa. That's all year round. Pesach.
Right, so all year round,
what
does it mean
clean the inside. I don't mean the vents.
You only have to sit there with a toothpick and get out every...
And that's not really Achila, that grime over there.
People do that, that's not it.
No, it does after earlier. You wipe it down.
They clean it.
No, they wipe it down. No, it doesn't work that. Now, again, those are what Padver says.
What time?
No, just fill the Zayah. No, until the water boils out. You have to meet Malu Zayah. Just do the best job. Look, when it starts bubbling, it doesn't make the microwave be Malu Zayah. You have to be Molizaya. Now, again, there are those who disagree. Part of us says you can't cash. Why? Because it has to be the Zayas cashing only when there's waste going over here, not in the car. That means you want to say by microbe you cannot cash. But Vos and Watayna also, you shouldn't really cash that way. You want to say you have to cover it.
Yeah, it's the cup.
For purpose, yes, you have to warm, yeah.
Isaiah or Elisha personally tell me the microwave You just put it in there, 10 minutes, make sure it's clean without moving the cup. You do the same with the cup. And that's what we did. Without moving the cup. That's
right.
Yeah.
I thought you're not allowed to go back and forth. What happened to that?
Oh, fine. That's mitzad first. That's first mitzad alocha. Make the place where you can't kasher. How will come the host and also and shuv the chelik zayin? If you want to go back and forth and look at the fleishiks, what's alocha mitzad alocha? The simtal kuf tes. Put time on the mishpul by us. Sif gimel and again some sefer and the gemavava kuchavala. What's alocha in that case? He says avada. That's a mini klaysol. When Tommy ovens are what the microwave would be any different? Didn't have it. I mean, the pashas is, and forget all the shalas happening in microwaves, are people kashering back and forth, and that's the issue here. The bad is nichol get the minik here. And therefore he says, you cannot kasher back and forth unless you have its klolim. He writes in the tshuva, you got it, you bought it from somebody that he can kasher it. He said, then you get to all the cases where you can. Pesach, other time, you can't not say Pesach over there because he also can't kasher Pesach. But then you get to all the cases where you don't have the chum and the ram. Otherwise, you have a bayam, it's like kashering milk of the vayashik. Can I tell him? But that's the gear to look at chilul kashing. How to kash? That's the very point you said. You see, if you doubt like the idea of kashing fuzayo, I mean, called infuzayo. I mean, kashing fuzayo. That's the first chiluk. The second chiluk over here is let's say you did not kash it. What's the halacha? But you have it. So again, the halacha is very clear that it's also aside the food, inside the shvuah, aside the pak. And you have to realize the gear is the pak cover. You covered over here. There are two cases. The pak cover could be einu bnei yomai, and the pak cover could be a case that's ben yomai. So the geta if pak comes that's in the yomai, the geta Pesach. We have two reasons to be machmer. Number one, late time of kam, Ramon simetofim zayin sefiyot paskins. We are machmer Pesach. There's no head of in the yomai. A second is we know the loch and simet tzadik gimel sif alof. Come on, Ramon. He says he himself is knowing the way to be machmer and covers that have a get of in the yomai can come out ben yomai, and therefore we hear even my pak cover shall we get a ben yomai. Now we saw over there the big mavuch among the gedolei achronim. How to extrapolate, how to apply the Ramah Aloch Lamaisto. That means the Taz worked out over the Yamshu Shleimo, that he wanted to tell what's as far for it. The Ramah himself says this bleed time this minig. And then if you want to say the only time you have to be Machmer, it's very narrow, the topic connecting well, it's like a teepee over here. In that case, you have to be Machmer, any Ben Yerma, or to Ben Yomai. Otherwise, you can't be Machmer. They point out, do we go like this idea of the Taz and the Yamshu Shleimo, or we go like the Ramah that says to be Machmer in all cases? So you saw the Shachar there, it sounds like he was being Choshish. We read the Mungar run by us, and the Mishruah by us, and the Shayat Tzin, Sivkon Tzadik Zayin, he comes along and says, to be Machmo on a Kisek there, any minute Yemir, like the Ramah says, let's Mishas Tchak, like the Ramah. That means the Mishruah and the Mungar run are being Choshish for the Ramah Kepashtis. I mean, even though we learned over there, Numa Tzach Choyin Mwant Tataino, that's not Tan Hogo, for the Maisa, we have Mishruah that says that way, that's Aleph. Second, the Pirchotish over here, and over there it says, not that way. Why? He says only TP. He writes over here. Don't say that. Mishpul is supposed to be Chodesh. Left as is. Number three, Sadar Chashulchan, Tmevucha, Maskim. But over here, anywhere, if you machma according to Ramah. Can you machma in a clean Eben Yemah? Not the time of Kam. So, silly over here, whether you want to agree with Mishnah Brua Magar Ramah or not. But in our case, you still have to agree in the world of the Ramah. It's not a sugi, Eben Yemah, Yemah, Machma, Topham Zayn, Sefiyot, the Chuma of Naklap. They point out that's very good in the Ramah's world. These machmer either mitzad a kise that's any ben yomai as again a ben yomai or mitzad natlap or machmer is one of the mechaber. Chabad that holds either chumro. So why the world the mechaber saying to be machmer and to ask the food when you cover it? Why is it also for? So come on the shayat zin. Sifkon talak ches. The first question he has two tzotzim. Either eich lamin must be discussing a kise gdera that's ben yomai. Must be. Inami says he's not clean it well. You know he didn't clean it well. Otherwise, why be machmer for? Fine, so again, one aspect over here, that we see a concept over here in Ben Yomai, the still what you machme, give a kisa, get a Ben Yomai, Aleph. Now let's say it's a kisa that is Ben Yomai, or any Ben Yomai, according to them, to be machme, what happens if the kisa is yavish, dry? That means you had to get in Simon's out of Gimel, we had a case over there that Ramah ends off, when the cover of the mice is dry, we point out over there, let's say the bowl's hot, the food's hot, the cover's hot. What's the luck over there? The luck is brought down that when it's dry, the kisa, it cannot ask the food in the palam, I said it's mortar. That's what it says over there. Clean the clean does not go with any right there, nothing dropping down. So I said it's mortar. The question is, we say the same thing over here. Come on, the early Shabbos, that's brought down by the Vinachorim, they want Taino, but the El Rabo, Maiz by Chometz is the Mashu. The true, fine, doesn't go. Mashu comes. Fine, if Mashu comes, you have a Bayam, it's a Chometz. So maybe this head that's brought down inside a Gimel, when it's Yavish, does not apply by our situation, they get to Pesach. Meister b'shmul shaitzin brings down the oil Shabbos. It says not the way. You got the grass of lachol meister b'paskin that even the aside of yavush applies even by the case of Pesach.
But that chametz could have been the vatal already.
But even on Pesach, he's saying, even on Pesach, the Meisah is mutter. That means the second point over here, that even Ben Yemai, when it's Yavish, the Mishmur goes to be Mekel and say, the Ramadan, we said Sadakimel to be Mekel, applies even the case of Pesach.
No, we use the Pesach for Chometz somehow.
And try. Someone took a Chometz to get a pack cover, did not realize, covered the food, picked it up right away, looked at it, and it was dry. So everyone said, first of all, the first thing is.
Chometz to get a pack cover?
On your food.
But that was
Mabatul, right? Why? Again, it's Chomis. You just cook spaghetti every Yom Tov, serve your kids a couple days, and you put away the salt to go. You took out this pack cover, and you cover and you made your potatoes
and
now.
You cooked the spaghetti, it wasn't
spaghetti. Where's the bitter spaghetti? Then you cook, then you make your potatoes because you have nothing to eat on Pesach, you cover your, and you take it off right away. It's dry. So, first thing, you take it off right away. That's right away. Aleph. You take it right away, you see it's dry over here. The local mice is water. People, one time I happened the way to Erev Pesach, a guy took the wrong thing and made his potatoes in the afternoon, kidding anything in the afternoon. The law of it's true, it might not be a problem. If it's mamish, I'll take it 20 seconds later, as long as it's still dry, no problem. But again, that was Sifti Dalet. Sif Tazvav now. We have a case over here of a kisei, same thing, that's touching a chororo over here, a biscuit over here. The law of Maisa comes out, it's Libun. Again, why is it different by the Sif Yidala, the Lok of the Gola, his case of Libun? So, come along with the Torah, just two reasons. Maghavram brings it down, both reasons. Either Roy Palmim is touching the Chora, touching the biscuit. Or he says, because the Zaya, the steam coming out of the Chora, out of this biscuit. I'm kind of Maghavram. They point out from over here, there's a massive enough community to understand what's going on in the Sugi over here. It's out this idea of Kisei touching Chora. That means we know the Sugi of Zaya, the Sibetak base of Kass over there. Came along the Rosh and Shuvas, he passes, as he understood for the Mishnah of Machshirim, there is the Loch of Zeis Goyisadavar. That's very simple. Zeis Goyisadavar. Now, negate to us, why is it very practical? Negate to any time we have an oven, the question negate to ovens is the idea of Zeya. Negate to Reichel Zolmi Vasachas. We're discussing Zeya Chazer. What are we worried about? By the case of oven, you're worried about that you cook meat inside, you have your chicken inside. There comes, whether it's the fire's on or the fire's off, you leave it around, if it comes, the Zeya goes up. Goes in the blade into the walls of the oven, it's fleshics. Next time you put your milk inside, and it, same thing, goes up, Malazaya takes out the bleeds and pulls back down inside, you feel the mice can be also. That's what you're worried about. So the question now is, how do you apply the content of the Zaya? What does Zaya exactly mean? That means, the question is Zaya dafka by liquid? Because what is Zaya? Steam. Steam is a liquid. What is Zaya? Also apply to something that's dry. Yeah. Like chalas. Is Zaya in the case of chalas? So we had the Pesach Teshuva in Siman Tzadik Beis. He brought down a Master's Moshe. Master Moshe said, "I'll bring a right for the Rambam." The halach is Zeya by an Eichel, that's Yavesh. There is no Zeya over there. No Zeya over there. According to Prima Gadol, there's no Zeya over there. And if you want to say, even in the case of Chilim Hutach, even the melted fats over there, you want to say the same thing. And therefore, you want to put your lasagna inside the oven, that's Freishiks, no problem. Zeya, why? It's cheese. Even the chilim hutach to be his mutter, but your lasagna inside a fleshka oven without the isip kuch nefesh mitzad your wife, the ma'aser that comes out should be mutter. That's what comes out. Pesach Teshuva brought down on the page that way. Come along, the people got him over here. He says, "What's our case? It's a biscuit. It's chororo." Says the Torah. Says the Magen Avraham, the zeya coming out. Writes the people got him by us and the simitof and mizayin. It's true that I will put Malkam Acher. There's a Master's Moshe and there's a Rambam. However, I now see there's a Torah and there's a Magen Avraham. And Lecholofach is the Torah. I mean, you can tell me, answer the Rambam, but you have Machlokes Torah and the Magen Avraham, where's Master Moshe and the Rambam over here. And therefore, it sounds like it's Maskon. It's Machlokes over here. It sounds like he did, when he wrote originally, when he wrote Issev Heter, Ashur initial over there, he did not know this Marmokam. He writes, now I see this Marmokam over here, and Lechor there, being Chilik over here. They have the Pashtus. As Ovada points out, Luchu is coming to be Chayze, what he wrote earlier, to be Mekel, nice to be Machmer. Therefore, people learn only Yerodea, come only want to say, yeah, it was Mekel, Zeh is Eichel, Zeh is Yavesh, because the Prima Godem. If you learn a little bit more, you'll come out and see that who is Machmer? The Prima Godem Pashas. And therefore, the quote of Prima Godem is not fair. Now, could be, that those you can answer our Sugil. So the Maisa comes out a big Mavuch among the Achronim, what to go do. That means we have those Maisa is Master Moshe, and the Ramah to be Mekel. The base mayor will answer the Prima Godem by us. He went, Maisa went this way, Rishon Dama Chuba brings it down this way, and there's a Pesach Chuba seem to go this way. We're going to have to answer our sugya. We'll get to. Asad Hashem, in the Shalom Eishi, when he says he saw the Prim Godman Yodah, he writes, what happened, Tafnan Aleph? They said, oh, I see Prim Godman over here, Tafnan Aleph, very good. So he said, Ekonami, in the Beish Shloim, in the Yadjuda, Maisa Mach. But among the Swarm is Manenu, as I heard Ruben say over numerous times, Machlugs are Hashokal and Kleisol, how do you look at Zay and Sad Oven again in the case of Yavish? Machlugs. Fine. Big Tom, what to go do? The question now is Negev to our secure. How to apply it? That means, again, they'll say there is this, they'll say there's not by the case of Yavish. But Moshe himself, he does not Maisa not Mekel. He says, we assume there is no Yavish, there's no Zaya, unless you see it there. If you see it there, the Zaya. But we're assuming there isn't. By the case of Yavish. Now, the Negev to Chura, how do you answer?
Technically speaking, how does Yavish make Zaya?
You have chalas. Again, this halach of you have chalas. It comes out.
If you put bread in the oven for a few minutes and see that there's
Zaya.
There's Zaya.
The question is,
we're just not calling it Zaya.
Zaya?
I just saw that.
Chalas?
Now.
Zaya?
Yeah, every challah has water inside, right? It has water. It's made of water. The tzias has water. Now, so what do you do with our sugya? So again, we have a clear Torah among Avram, the big noun statues among Avram. It's the Bach, it's the Lavosh, and Kiveg. They all come along and say the lotion over here is beside the Zeh of the Torah. The Zeh coming out of here. So, there those one time. We have a clear raya. Again, the Pimgon writes this raya, the Beishlam brings this raya, the Yehuda, Shalmation, they all bring this raya in this case. So you can answer a couple of ways. Number one, everyone read the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah did not bring down both the reasons. He brought out only one reason. Way Pum is touching the Chorah. He left out the Sugya of Zaya. The question is why? Tell me, because he holds no Zaya by Yavish. That's another way. He could say maybe a different reason. Well, Zaya is a liquid. Why do I leave it to it? Do a case of a Gala? Could be other things are bothering him. Could be other things are bothering him. But Maisi left out Aleph. Second, come on the base May and Tov Samach Aleph. He brings down this idea to be Machmer. And Shom Zam says, no, he wants to be Mechalik. Over here, what's the case? Words of the Mishnah is very prominent. Mamash touching it. It's so close, right on top of it. In one time when so Samach and Dovak, Mamash on top, and you do it all the time, of course, it's a little bit of Zaya. You put it higher up, that's not Zaya. I mean, how much, what's going on over here? But so close, it's so Samach of Adon Zaya. No, we have to cash the cover now. No, we have to drip down.
No,
we'll use this cover for chum stick now.
No.
Get the ovens. Or the way how the Minchas Yitzchak, or the way the Minchas Yaakov, Chok Yaakov, he wants to answer, he wants to say, no, Meister, what's Zaya? Zaya is a Bayovish, the Mashu. The Mashu, they're going to Pesach, Machmer. It's the Mashu. Chumma Pesach. And I get to Shaisim. So this Raya that Pimgum is saying is not that simple. Tell me it's the Mashu. Tell me so, some of the Dovak over here. Tell me the Mishnah left it out. But therefore, there's a big Mabucha practically what in the gate ovens, and the real is coming from Sifta as well. How exactly in the Sugya? Well, how do you apply it practically? What does it mean in the case of a Kisei Tabach Chorora?
Who says it's the Mashu?
The Minchas Yaakov. He's a Chok Yaakov with the Torah Shalom. Next Sugya. Sifta Zayin, the Sugya of Maducha, grinding machine. Now, the Makor Mitzvah Inyan is very clear among the Talachonim, is the Gemara Daflam Beis by the case of Beis or Beis Kroisas.
So, by Beis Afumashir is Machmer?
He does not discuss in Shuvah the Gate this concept. So you have a base or a base charesis. The Gemara says very clearly, even though it's tzaynin, it's cold. The Gemara says as the chmitza is kosher, therefore you have to go kasher it. Like a Gemara, even though things are cold, you have to kasher it. How to go kasher it? Is the kasher an act of libun or the act of agol over here? Aloch lemaisen tzaynin base. Come on, the mechaber passes the act of agol. Masha enki the amol get to he passes alochas lechatchila to libun. And therefore, while the chachilus the chumba alma, and therefore the evan, agolah ma'aser works. So we cannot do a case of libun. Building upon the case of based on Rish Chareses, is the same sugya. Libun kal. Therefore, building upon that is what's loch negate to maducho. Maducho comes along the rishon. We say the same gedder as based on Rish Chareses. This grinding machine over here, same thing. Therefore, the mechabel shitoso says over there is agolah. Therefore, the loch is negate agolah. The most of the loch is the chachilah to be machmer, but since the chumah the loch is libun kal, and the evan, if you cannot do that. And loch is a golo. If you have no gumus, if you have gumus, you have a baya. The
must be up over there.
What?
Why don't we almost say that they're not by your place for
April? We got there yet?
No.
Okay. Now.
What is the best way to miss on?
That's when we get there. Sukha base. Now, Nigeria to the.
There we said we did.
You're learning. Now, the case over here, we're discussing about this maducha, this grinding machine. What's happening? What are we choshish for? We have this case, we have this mortar and pestle. You're taking over here this chrein over here, you're making your mortar over here, and you put all the pieces of bread inside. You have mama piece of bread purim over here. So what's the baya? So we know the halach is when you have duchah de sakina, the gemon chul nach ches and beis, together with the idea of dovah charif, the gemon daf kufir aleph from beis. When you have all together, we come along, be machman, give it together as if it's going inside, we belay inside. La dafka through heat process, of lichal bishul, it's li. The halach is duchah together with dovah charif, the mice is belaya. That's the story that everyone knows in the Tanakh. Now, when you say the halach is belaya, how much is belaya? So you know, machlekes, the klipa and tila kuloi, the more passing halach is. The Macham Pasna Loch is the case of the Tilo. Now, what's the Loch about Enevin Yomai? Also brought down over by the Mogar Ram. Mogar Ram says Enevin Yomai, but since it's a case of Charif, it makes it a case of Ben Yomai. That's what he writes in the according to the case of base. Do we have a heter? Not by not. Also, we point out that when we have no heter, even though it's against the Prim God. Now, it comes out over here. Now, just a point. We know that the heter of the base mayor. Base mayor says when it's not snowing. Then when I see if all the idea of any bin yomai with a case of not by not, the person can make whole. You cut your onions with the flesh knife, you put it inside your with milk knife inside your chillant, this is what we send on to your Michael. If you read the Shayatim also Sivkot and Kul Zayin, the Imam says the case of the base mayor. Except he's Machmer. He wants Machal what Meduchas we're discussing. If it's a Meduchab is Man Chazal, they always use Chometz inside, then he wants to be Machmer. But it's Meducha Shalanu, the Taz of Magar Vam's case, it's only Chash this comes inside, together with the idea of the base mayor, then you want to be Mekel. So those who want to point out, Mishbru Mamish says, Einim Ne Yemai, the idea of Napanat over here, it's not a case of Tznaim, discussing a case of any of Chrein over here. He says, the only reason to be Mekel, because who says it's Chomets? Because Meducha Shalanu. Maisa is no right against the base mayor, because Chomet Pesach. Pasha. But you have to realize, you have to point out, he is saying the base mayor, he's saying to be machmer, but not a riot to how we paskin, because chum the chometz. That's the kimto over here. Now, there's a couple of avenues to discuss over here. Let's go a little more quicker, because we discussed most of it by Riches and Simon talking about. Number one, the case of a cutting board. Is that nichol the chum and machdashas? Over here, think about it, there's nothing over here that's really sharp. You're taking a mortar and pestle, crushing one to another. The question is, Machtesh and Nicholas, to give a cutting board, we cut an onion, a flesh knife, into your cutting board, to go from the onion into your cutting board over here. So we spoke out, and they're coming from over here, that come from the Chokhmah Zadim, do that Machtesh, it's going into the Machtesh. They also, the Chokhmah Zadim, going into the cutting board. Atah Hashani, there's a safe Yeshua, and wants to disagree. He wants that another way. The whole idea is, Dafka, when the Machtesh, because that's so you're smashing it. Machtesh, the act of cutting will not work that way. Fine. Yishul Chalak, among the Paiskim, the Be'ikr that was brought on the Swam, the Chachila, Vadim, and Machmer, the Yevon is a big tumult what to go to. That's one thing that they discussed against this Indian. The second thing over here is that what exactly is our Akimto and how to further extrapolate it? I mean, our case over here practically is we have this idea of Shum, garlic over here, and you're putting Lechem on top of it, you have Mamash Moshes. And it goes from this chrif, where this lechem is going inside, going out of the shum, going inside the machteshes. That means the bread is entering inside the machteshes. That means going the bread is going to machteshes and going from the kli and now back outside into, as going out from the kli, going into the kli and out of the kli. What about the other way around? It goes from the case of a sack into oichel, and oichel back to a sack. Make it simple. Again, not simple, but try to make it simple. Let's say you have two knives. You take an onion cut with a flesh knife, and afterwards you cut the onion with a paraffin knife. Does the second knife become flesh? Well, make it simple, more simple. You cut it under the flesh knife, and then you put in your paraffin blender. What is your blender? Is it paraffin or flesh? Well, again, that's it. Without that. Again, without the cutting board.
No, without the other rate of the cutting board.
Put it aside. This way. They get it this way. You cut an onion with a flesh knife, it happens to be in the shadow all the time. Guy takes an onion, cut the flesh knife, and puts it inside his powerful blender. What is his blender? Is it a blender of fleshix, or the blender stays being powerful?
Yeah.
So, Kamlum the Magavram, and he sends Mil the Sugar of Chometz, he sends you the Sugar of Bas B'chalov, which brings it down, discussing Bas B'chalov, nothing to do with Chometz, no Chum in the Pesach, no Chum in Mashru. He says, what people do, Isim Shalai Kedin, people do incorrectly. What do? They take their Zangvil, Now, Zangul, we know Simon Tzadik Vav is not Tznoyim. It's only a quasi chirif over here. You take the Zangul, you cut it with a fleshik knife. So what's the lacha? The Zangul mice is fleshiks. Then you take this thing and you take the Zangul and you crush it inside the Maducha. So that's secondly, now the Maducha over here come along fleshiks. Third thing you do is you take the Samim. I assume the Meshua said the Samim means double chirif over here. And it comes. Seems that way, I assume, right? Seems, I assume the same word. And he had the idea of the Bessam over here. And he had the Blias coming out from Nachtesh is going back into the Bessamim. Therefore, now the Bessamim is Fleishiks. And people come along and they somehow they eat it together with Milchiks. Isim Shalikidin. I mean, saying three things happening over here. You're cutting a Zangul with the Fleishiks, going from now the Zangul into the Machteshes, from Machtesh now into your Bessamim. Your Bessamim is now Fleishiks. Shleikdim Yeshlazar, be very careful about it. It's Kharif. Shleikdim. Now, therefore, if you read the words technically, that's mamish, you're cutting on the flesh knife and you're taking it on, you're putting it inside your blender is fleshiks. What happened to the blender when you cut something, goes out something else, it's mamish fleshiks. That's what you're saying. Your blender is fleshiks. That's the pashas. What? That's clone, it's fleshiks. And whatnot, whatever cloud you want to give it. Cut onions next, that's fleishiks. Whatever cloud you want to give it, that's fleishiks. Yeah. Now, first, is that Pshan the Mag Avram? Do we pass like the Mag Avram? So, first, one question obviously is, does a blia that's kachush go out from a food? Does blias go out? You have any issa that's being blatant inside food, it goes kachush. Loch is, simakofa is, zayin is. So, hey, Lias Lamaisi did not go out. What's Kochush? So, I understand the way. You come along, you're cutting your Zangvel with a fleshik knife. Who says any of Lias are coming out with the Zangvel into Machtash? It's a blue over here. That's what Fekti Dalachar. Fekti Pimgon over here, who says it's going out? So, come along with Pimgon, there's a massive Kiddush, what's Pshat over here in the Mogar Vrom. When you're saying the Mogar Vrom, that's going from your Zangvel into your Machtash, is a case where you parade it like Kamach, made very, very fine. The loch and simon kovtes is when you have a case that's kemach is get a lach balach is no blias over here, but en mamish. That's the first territory he wants a taino. Is a get of what? No blias over here to man. Peldikadin. Because he's pureeing it. Machtesh is smashing it, grinding it to a little fine, like flour. Making it chwein to a liquid over here, mamish to a liquid. You make it to kemach as get a lach balach. Lach balach nicely goes out. That's how the Mag Avraham wants to say Pshana, and the Pshana wants to say Pshana and Mag Avraham.
And therefore what?
And therefore they get a no blias over here. It's mamashis.
Another question mamashis.
So it's just like with the loch is, you have this, the case Shulchan Aruch, you have chrein and lechem, and you grind it, the lechem is going into the machdashis. It's mamashis case Shulchan Aruch. When you have mamashis, you can go straight inside. The blias is going straight inside. It's mamashis. Now, fine. Now, the question is that pshat in the Mag Avraham? So, number one, you saw the Chavadas, you saw the Evan Elazar, and they obviously did not learn that way. They're asking, it's a blue over here. So, number one, we clearly, the Gedolei Chachamim did not learn that people were Aleph. Second is, Kamalung Marsham, the Adiud, it says, it's Mamash, the case over here of Lach. The Chiddush and Sim Kuftesh by the Gedolei of Kemach is how to Mishar it. What Gedolei put under? They give it a Gedolei of Be'en Mamash. Now, that Gedolei of Bli over here. That's a massive chiddush. The words of the Yad Yehuda is ain't a klum. That's mamish, meaning that can't be pretty good. Ain't a klum. Number three, taking it a step further.
But also the Keshis is putting it into the Talmud.
That's the lechem, the real lechem here. The case by us is lechem and the chrein. Lechem and shum.
That's you clean it out afterwards, it still has that mamish.
But the lechem is going inside. I mean, he extended it. He went to again. Mag Avraham did two things. Number one, he extended from a chometz to a bas b'chol. Number two, he went from amoshes to blias. Did two different things. He switches. Kamal Pim Garam said, "No, it's still a case of amoshes." Number three, the lachan sifid ches is a case of a ribaisen. Kamal Pim Garam, modern moshes by ribaisen does not help the case of agalo. Maisa, why? Because you can't clean it out that well. What is the case exactly? What the idea of ribaisen? Says the Mag Avraham, the place coming down, the two chashas over there. One is you have this ribaisen, you grated over there bread. So you have some pieces of bread over there and you cannot clean that well. Well, second is you cut with your knife chrein. And therefore now you grate a chrein on top of the ribaisen. So you have what? The blias are going inside your chrein. And now you're grating it and you cannot clean well. So being very clear, and therefore what are you worried about? The mamashis. That means the case of Ribbaiden says the Magavram, we're worrying about mamashis. You can ask a question. But the case by us, we're worrying about Primachtesh is about Blias. The Loch by Ribbaiden, we're worried about mamashis. Why do you switch cases for? Why? Let's worry about Blias also. So the answer is very simple. If you look, the Magavram says, what's the Kshash next time? They need to make matzah meal, take matzah. This next time is not Dovah Churev, it's not going to come out. So the only thing to worry about is Mamosh, not Metablius. That's very simple, right? Because if it's causing Churev, it'll come out. But the next time, says the Magaram, you're using cucumbers or carrots, what are you doing? So the only thing you have to worry about by Rebizen is you have to worry about Mitzad Mamosh, not Mitzad Sugyoblius. That's first the shot why you're worrying about Mamosh over here. Is it kick leader? Well, you cannot do an act of Magal over here. Now, if that's so, let's say you do a case of Churev the second time. Come on, Mishavu, and say you do a case of Churev. Then you have to worry mitzah the first time when you cut the chwein, you end off the kunches. You have to worry mitzah the sugya of blias over here.
Kubbeis.
Sorry, in. Kubbeis. Then the kubbeis. You end off over here, kubbeis. You have to worry about what happened. The first time when you blow my chwein, spirul of. That you would make peruim over here, make pieces of a chwein, you have to worry mitzah the blias. What? Like the Loch was saying about the case by us. I mean, he's saying over here, it's being belaya. From the bliyav inside the chayin. I mean, it's very clear over here, look at the pimon over here also, but this case cannot be a case, you're not praying over here, you're graining it. You're graining it, and how's it going from the chayin to cut with a chomis like a knife? It's going inside from the chayin, from the bliyav inside the chayin, to inside what? The grate over here. That's a bliyav shibay. So you see, clearly the mishavu is understanding the case is not being prayed, the case is mamish, a bliyav goes out from the davar chayin and goes inside makdash, and they get it one out. So three reasons again why not say this pshat in the Magavram. Number one, the Chavdas Evan Eliezer is obviously not on the pshat. That's not a simple reading. Number two, the Avonah Nichol Gedav Kemach Lach Lach says Yad Yudah the Masham is very strange. Number three, Mishmu obviously not learned that way. So Maaseh comes out. Does it go from the case of your onion to the case of your blend over here? Does it make a kleishik? Maaseh Magavram is saying yes. Makes it in one marsh case, why not? Mishvul the Maisa site again by the case of a greater or by Machteshes, either case over here. You come along the Maisa to be Machmer, the Chokhmazodim and the Chayodim, whether it's over there or over here, the Maisa come along to be Machmer. So again, so we have the Mishnebrua, Chayodim, and the Magarvam.
Why are the Blias going out?
It's from a Charif.
Charif
has that. Charif. It goes in, it goes out. That's their time, not Charif. Therefore, according to these people, the blend of Maisa Fleshiks. Atzad Hasheni, again, not to go by Riches, the Sugyo, this is a Matzah Shekel over here, we're being down to the Chavdas, and all these are the Shach, Prichodosh, and others. They point out that the Shach will have to get to Bezer Shem and Simkul Chabbeis, the Prichodosh, who certainly did not learn this way. And the Lachal Maisa, people were asking me, it's a Mishavua. How are we going against the Mishavua? Mishavua, it's a Mogamah, why are we going against it? So you go through the Gdol HaChoinim, the Shach, and the Prichodosh, and the Prichodosh, and the Menoiz, and the Chavadas, and the Beis Mei, and the Shuas Yaakov, and the Kiv Egin, and the Shalom Eishim, with the Beis Mei, Yad Yehuda, or Chashulch, and Mashach, Chaznish, and most of them, Maisa, do not go this way. So it's true, there is a Mishavua, but however, most of them do not. The question, Maisa, why is it not go like the Mishavua? The two main reasons out there, obviously, there'll be enough Kamino. The way that Evan Oizah says the aside over here is, the reason to be Machmer, but the case when you cut an onion with your fleshka knife is an ayit and aparnat. The yisoid of here is that when a meat went inside the knife, that's one at. The idea when you cut an onion, the onion's charif is so powerful to pull out the whole entire tam, and will not have a chance to be kolish, and all the tam is going into the onion, as if the whole tam went inside the onion, as if the onion got straight from the meat. Got straight from the meat, and it's one at. That's yisoid. Mash, and he says, Evan Eliezer, we're going from the onion now to the knife. What's pulling it out? It's going from something that's charif to something that's not charif. If so, is it get an up or not? Get an up or not? But the evidence, I said, motor, it's how it gets the base. And it has all the common, up or not. Therefore, there's one reason why to argue. It's out of circular, you know, charif. Charif only makes it what's pulling out has to get the same one not. But not where it's going to. Where do you see that anywhere? That's Aleph. Kamal Chavadas says, you're right, I agree with that. But I have another reason why to you, Michael. The second reason why to you, Michael. The idea, what the people got with process. The mice is a blur. How is the blur mice coming out? A blur can come out. Fine. Therefore, come along the place, can they say, obviously, not mean what reason you're going with? If it is shoving, so what's the locha? Which place can tie now? Even though it's a case of cold, it will go out. Ask not by not, it will still be a case of not by not. a nafkamina for a carrot. Let's say you first cut your onion with a fleshka knife, then you cut an onion with a milchika knife.
Same
then it's nabanat to yisura. You won't have a heter nabanat. You'll have a heter of the circuit of it won't go out. I mean, you have nafkamina over here. Allah l'maisa. Again, kitzur came out. When you cut an oven fleshka knife and you put it on your blender over here, big come on this farm, it happened to my house, mom was the same thing, he went to a room and asked what to go do. So the mice when you have balls for is we're medical. We won't do kasher. Therefore, Berkut says away, Numas Fum, mice go this way, then Porsche Kavachim this way, might be medical. Agam, the same double kharif. He might and what time the piske shuv is by us. Have the same double kharif, it's a 400-page cipher on kharif. He comes along and says, and piske shuv is being known. So the mice is Mishnah Berurah. Mice is Mishnah Berurah. And therefore, he says, it's really Duagola. Most people disagree. Again, it's a Mishnah Berurah. It's a Mogar Vam. It's a Chayot. Therefore, it's really Duagola. The mice is the way how a lot of people go. Yeah, half Duagola. Not really. But the Swam say really. They do point out most cases, we have a base mayor. Come out the base mayor. We have, who says Adin is Chariot? Who says Eim Benyam Khan Benyam and maybe the Chalsis? So we have two other Tshuvim, plus the Chavdas. And the Noizer, Nog is seem to be really the Arnaiz alone. Again, a lot of, if you realize, against the Mishmur, against Mogar Vam. That seems to be that I'm going to get when it's one versus the other. Mash Enkin, let's say you first cut something with a Milchaka knife, then with a Fleshka knife, then in that case you have no Hetzer not by not. The other law place can one time, but the Shulchan says, then you have to go Kasher. That's before Shulchan Mazonim, they have to go Kasher. Or let's say, please don't come out. Call them Prima Godim, our Prima Godim, you want us to Kasher. They do point out, I was very careful, I said right now, when you cut with the Milchaka knife and the Fleshka knife. I said that specifically because the Milchaka knife, what do you usually, why is it a knife Milchaka? It's vino, cheese. Cheese, panadish, and italic base, sivches, is kochush. But let's, and therefore, we have no problem. But let's say you call first with a fleshka knife, your onion. Most of our meats are shomein. And then you call it with a milchaka knife. You don't have not the reason, not the chavdas, not the noizer. It's not panati siro. And the first time you call with a fleshka knife, what's coming out? Shomein, usually.
Oh, yeah.
Therefore, both reasons you have a baya. In that case, the chur is very stark, why you would have to catch your oven, unless you can involve again with a base mayor and the parameters over there. But otherwise, you don't have either reason over here.
So most of
the flesh you can have is not flesh
eggs.
How do you do that? It's for dove gush, you're cutting.
It's
ready,
my flesh.
No, all the time you use on the fire. All the time. He says yes. Now, one last aspect in this sif over here. Can you make spices be flesh eggs or milk eggs? Simon Sadek Zion. The law is, you cannot make flesh bread or milk bread. Come on, Litaz, it says over there, people make spices out one versus the other. Give a bayas, ladavki didn't muchin bread, didn't all things cannot. Can you make spices, ginger, fleshiks? So there's a big mavuch, you go like this, Taz, not on the page, but the Shuvah wants to bring down that he wants time to know this, didn't alechem, didn't muchin alechem. Is there a right for the smog of rum and mishapuro? Because they're discussing making spices, fleshiks. Yesh the czar, why? Because you might eat it with milchiks. I mean, yesh the czar, you can eat it by itself. Chur no raya. Dogmat. That's not right. It's not right. Very simple. It's not discussing tagzain. Make too much. Yeah, but yeah, tagzain. Economic. Can't say. No right. Dogmat is no issue of flesh and bread. Makes a small amount of spicy. Only one used that for one day. Economic. Not only a chloride, but something to certainly point out. Sif Yudzain. Love over here, when you have a daf that you need to think on top of, or you have this trial that you need things on top of. So we have Machlokes Mechaber Amor. Mechaber says the loch is Akalo. The Ma says the Ma said the Minig is not to mishtamish with it. You can't do that well. And therefore, instead of Chin Iker, the other that's running down, you have a rolling pin. A rolling pin, the Ma Pesach. Don't cash it, put it away. They say you have a mixer. Same with the other Ma put it away. That's if you design. We'll get time to the Sif Chal.
That is
the whole thing is made just for flour and water.
So
it's
what?
Made just for that.
It's cold, it's nothing.
So again, the
dough, I thought that's a sar or something.
No, it sounds like, again, the word sounds like we can't clean that well. We have a problem with
the
cooking
sar.
I thought it was a cleaning.
So, rolling, why not?
No. The Mechaber says out to base R.
What does that mean? So every dough has
east.
Base R. Base R is east.
Not out the east, the dough, post east.
No.
It's east, the dough.
Yeah.
So it means east.
What
does that mean? What's this kayak? It's Gemara, right? You saw Gemara. You read a Gemara a couple weeks ago.
That was where they actually made it and it sat there and something. The
mix is more of a case they discussed, but the wrong because it's the same idea. I mean,
it's much later in the process. It doesn't have that kayak anymore.
It always has. It's not true. If you're not Machzor Pesach, you're always left on until they clean it day two, three, or until they get it clean later, clean every Thursday. The dough is stuck on it. It sits there. Parsha sits there. Fine. Sifir Ches, the case of a sieve or a sifter. Again, when Machlokes Mechaber Amor, Mechaber Chalung said it's cleaned very well. Amor says, Meister Mending is not to mishtamish with it, but ain't lishanis, not to change, not to go use it.
Not
things that are made. For
is this makar? These two sifrim, this makar that anything that's hard, you can have dough stuck.
No, they're two different ideas. The case we have, one's based chareishes, one's the sugar that's can't clean well, and it's made for a flour. Now,
what about can't clean well? Nothing.
Now,
no,
that's a problem. How can you do alcohol? You can't. It's not.
So you leave onto it or something.
That's really
innocent. Now, come on, he has a case over here of sakim yishenim, these flour bags. That were Yishenim, Mishwaz La'adav Yishenim, Chadoshim, that flower inside one time. He says, the minute you amor is to go machshur it. How? He says, through a case of kivus, wash it. And he says, a case of undoing the tefiras, undoing the stitches. And therefore, you take these flower bags and kashur it. The way the Mishwaz explains, what does that mean? The kivus, what's kivus over here? He says, a person that he does, like schavim, hot water, an offer, detergent basically, and chavita, you bang against it. Building upon that, coming to the Prima God and the Simin, and says, you have any of these tablecloths, mapois, how do a kasha mapois with Pesach? He says, very simple, same idea. He says, basically, you can do what it says over here. To go, wash machine with detergent, hot water, and clean it. Now, the Masham is down, what happened to undoing the tefiris? You read down the Muchacha, he says, there, there's flour over there, a little, like, it's mamash stuck inside. Your table, in general, in case only pieces over there, we don't usually have flour on the table. And therefore, it says, plus it could be even a wash machine, maybe even takes care of it, even better to get to that. And there was more time on this farm by Rav Moshe and all the Tzion and the Voza. They say, want to cash your tablecloths, Medina Lamaisa, it's mortar, put it in your wash machine. And that's the loch over here that's brought down. And Sifir Ches, the idea to get to the sakim over here. Now, they say 2 points. Number one, says, if a Moshe or Vaida says, Maisa, the loch is by sakinim, if you're an Osher, not to go do that. This farm is applied to all canon, says Vaida. Tablecloth is the same thing. The Hanok, at least in America, I don't know if it goes on there itself, is the tables that we're having the Maisa Miuchat of Pesach.
What about towels?
That's Aleph. Same thing coming with items called dish towels. Not towels that you dry yourself with, dish towels. But I don't know what you do when you find dish towels.
Hand towels.
Hand towels, same thing. Dish towels. So again, Kamlong, again, the loch is the Makar Chaim, the Chavasio over here says, and the Mamoshi writes about it, kasher it. Put it in the washing machine, no problem. Again, if I had a big example, Skechua, we have an example. I said, we have an hoggle. Hot water. Again, the word of the Mishavua is chamim with offer with chavito. Now, our washing machine spins, there's a chavito over there, there's hot water, there's detergent over here. That's mamish, this halach over there, you can't catch.
So, this is the next. Why did tablecloth better than your shulchan and your hagal? And your really
cloth? Well, this is cashing the sitar, it's boiling hot water.
Think that's
this is common.
You think
Hagolah,
then it's
a Mashal.
We need
Hagolah
for our
case. It's an Ali Dek Kivos Sotla B'chamim. That's all it says.
Why the Hagolah?
Chor not, but it could be
so
by
it
could be by a begin is different. It gets leased out. That's how we always wash things. It's obviously getting out. The fact that it's getting it out, they do point out, it's from, I think, it's from either, let's say, the plastic tablecloth. Don't say plush. These are cloth tablecloths. The plastic ones or the other material ones might say, did not work out over here. Again, the Nahogi is by a lot of people that have separate kelim, and therefore, who would should be the same idea they gave to the tablecloths and dish towels? Because, again, in America, I cannot say what goes on in this country. My mother, spotless.
No, the knives.
Spotless.
That was the reason over there.
I know, fine, but we said over there that the Ashirim, again, is on the.
Because there was a slight shash. Over here, there's no shash.
That's how Chum is a Pesach. We clean the walls on Zoshtek, right? You looked it up that way. You saw the Shami, you saw the Mishabura, that's what we do.
Yes.
So we buy it again.
But I'm saying, don't be. You can be Machal, we do it nice.
Of course you can Machal, of course you can. I'm asking, but that's what nice. We can still do. So I'm still doing that.
Can you hear your watching without slight respect?
Well, Achilah. So the Maisa, just one more sif. We have the Lachov and Sif Yudas. Just to be clear, Maisa the Sugav Agola is Begishmak. We realize Seis Chabur is Tofar. We went through Simen Tzadik Beis and Simen Tzadik Gimel and Simen Tzadik Dal and Simen Tzadik Hei and Simen Tzadik Vav and Simen Tzadik Zayin. We got through every single Simen over here, a couple of times each Simen over here. Mamash, it's the Shlomos Inif of Basapal and Gishmak. Now just one more point, Sif Yudas. We got to go through Kofay now. We just got to do that. Now how can we cover the whole Basapal Cholov and not go through this? Maybe I'll ask the afterwards. Tell me what we discussed. Tzadik Beis. We are now Sif and Tzadik Beis and Gimel Tzadik Dal. Go ahead, Asher, making a face. Tzadik Beis, tell me what we said. Tzadik Beis and Sif Ches. Fine.
What about Matzah Bakeries?
We also discussed it just for you. We discussed Kuf Ches and Kuf Tes also. Right? Kuf Ches, which is Zaya, Rama, and Kuf Tes. But now Kuf Hei. The Lachan Sif Yutes is the case of a Reches. Reches is basically the Shovel you take out the Matzahs. Now, there is a side point which we'll get involved with your Masik Kulas over here. What's Aloha? And that's why people switch their...
People don't do that? A stick of matzah?
Yes, the brisket, yes. Why that's why you pay a lot of money in this country. Because matzah only for no reason, yeah.
What do they do?
So,
they
switch a stick for a matzah. Now, Mishu is very clear, but the Ev is not a problem. Mishu is black, white, but the Ev is not a problem.
They shave it down? We have 100 of these sticks?
Yes, yeah, they do.
What?
100 of these sticks.
Yeah.
How much
hundreds of
sticks?
That's covered.
No,
hundreds of sticks.
Now,
what do you want to call
them?
Now, put the...
So put
a kula to the side. In the Gerta case, you have these rechas, you take it out during the year, use it for chametz. Then you use it on Pesach. The question is, what's the local beer negate to those matzahs? And you have to realize there are four akimtas to discuss that comes out from the Magabram Mishnah Berurah. There's a case where it was not cleaned well, we have particles on top. In that, there's a case where the particle on top is a case of kofush. You have a second case where the particle on top is a case of shomim. You have a third case over here where you have bleis inside the rechas, that's kofush. And a fourth case over here when the bleis inside is shomim. Those are four cases that's been explained by the Magabam and Mishnah Berurah. Go to Mishnah Berurah, how it comes out, Lachal Ma'isel. Number one, first you have this reches, that's particles on top of it, a case over here where it's kachush. It says in Mishnah Berurah, Lachal Ma'isel, netila. Maskona of the Magabam, as Shaitin points out, you need a case of netila, Gam is to the case of klipa. It needs a netila over here. That's when the particles are kachush. When the particles are shamein, what's a lachal? Simukofei, you need a case of shishim, kulay. You think about both those statements, there's a lot of beer. We know kofei. Let's take each one. Muskachos, what's the halacha? The halacha is netila. What happened to halacha in simin kofei, sifei, ain't it a bikim, but kachos l'shomim. Talking about the simin deres over here. So, you say to me, see over here, even by deraisas, that means it wasn't clear over there. It says a chok yak of the orfa shulchan, they point out, as klif mishmu magavam that way, that by vada kachos, even by deraisas, we won't see the color in the beginning. The cloud's coming from over here. He sides from over here. Left as is. That's just in the place when that's Aleph. The second thing over here, when the idea over here that it's shumming, why is it shumming for? It says in Mishnah Berurah Magar Avram, because you have these ugois that are shumming inside of it. There's shumon, oils, the fats that are inside of it. Let's think about that. The heter is the oil, the fats are shumming, and the iser, the ugois, are kachosh. What's halacha when you have the heter? Is that mifafeya the iser to make the iser shoving? Again, back to halacha simu kofei sifei. What happens when one is shoving, one's kachosh, the heter is shoving? Is that mifafeya the iser? So everyone knows simu kofei. The Taz says no. The Gain says no. The Shach says yes. They point out who has like the Shach. Mishnah Berurah over here, Magabam over here. Since the Chanash, we do not go like this Mishnah Berurah. You know why? Because it is like the Taz. That means this second point over here, the very point you said, is Heta Mifater. The case that's Isra over here, Machlok Taz and Shach, Machlok over here, Mishnah Berurah versus Chazanish. But that means Mishnah Berurah and the Magabam might be Machmer. Fine. That's the first case when you have particles on top. Two very important sides we come out from over here. Number one, Einan of Mekim, which matters with Vadekachos, even by derises. And number two, Mishmu Magavam are passing that het is mefat the iser by the case in the sugya of tzli. Now we're discussing the case of blias over here. Kanaf Mishmur, what to go do? He says, if the case of the Blias are Kochosh, he says the Halacha is Klipa. When the Blias over here are Shamein, the Halacha is still Klipa. Not to explain each one again. Again, when the Blias inside are Kochosh, that we know is Simcha Feis, so Zayin, we always discuss, you have your Chalas on top of your crackpot, how much comes out, the Blias are Kochosh, says the Shach over there, will come down only in case of Klipa. That's very simple, that everyone seems to agree with. Kimel the Shach, and it says, but let's say the Blias are Shamein. What's the, that lochah that came to? He said tzorachin. Maybe it's kuloi. Why? Maybe it should be that way. It should be kuloi. And what's the svar to be kuloi? He says if you think about it, mamish when it's kochosh inside of food, it doesn't go out. When shabbat goes out kuloi, when it's kochosh inside a kli, the tan shabbat enough the rashi goes out klipa lachas kamav kamav when the blis of shabbat go out kuloi. Tzorachin. Over there we saw the pesachetruva brought down a noyde b'yuda. The Nabi Yehuda says, before Shemak Avram, which Shemak Avram, ours, Tofnun Aleph, that says, Allah in this case is going to be Klipa. Why is it before? She says, this is Kimta, the Blias will be a Shamein. And therefore he says, it should not be Shavik, the Pshit is the Shemak Avram, versus Shavik of the Shach, and they have a Blias like Kachosh, the Mais, what's Allah, with Shamein, still the Allah is Klipa. Come on, the Mishnah, when the Shai team points out, it's not that simple. Not that simple. Yishl Chalik. Could be even the Shach over here agrees the case is Kachosh. What's the svar to mechalik? We want to say over here, what is the iser, and what's the heter? Over here, the blias that are inside, that's the shamin, but that be'etzim is heter. The oil is a heter. What is the iser? The iser is a chometz, but the chometz ma'is is kachosh. The blias that are inside are heter, that are shamin. Heter is shamin. Who said that affects it? David the Mishmur says, lav dafka we have a raya. Lav dafka we have a raya. You bring on two sides over here. One side, who said we have a raya over here? Even the Shach could agree over here, because the Blias inside, again, what's Shaman over here? That's Heter. So who says it comes out? The Blias, the oils are Heter. It's a Matzah, that's Kachosh. So why would the Shach be Machmer in this case? So he's Mefakri, upon this Raya, who said we have Raya over here? So again, we point out, this form seem to go like Pesach Shuvah says on the page. And therefore, when you get here, crack pot, you put your Chalas on top. Therefore, what happens, even if you have a Chul that's Shaman as can be, and you lit his metal over here, we go from the metal to Yichal's only case of a klipa. But not that simple. Again, Shach's at Sarachim, and do we have a claw mug of him against it? Lav Dafka. That's only how the Svarim seem to go. Once Pesach Shuvah and Adibu decides that way, the Maaseh making this is a case of a klipa. Fine. Again, we have numerous Yisrael over here, as Kedai Du Chazor, as Kishmak over here. Just to end off, Purim is coming up in the week, and I think I already mentioned that there's a Anhogi Klai Yisrael Matalas Lavyanim, and therefore we try to help out and go around to Chabura to give Adam Purim over here. It's a mitzvah. If you say it's a mitzvah, as you say, you know, Seif Hasidim says it's segula. Segula, and the Mechaim will hold it's the right thing to go do.
Thank you, Shemir.
Yes, holds it. You should do that. Mechaim holds it, go do that. We'll go do it. Now, what is the Shear? It's very clear. Read the Mishabura. He brings out a Prima Gun, but not clear what the Shear is. He does bring down a ritual that said the Shear is a Pruto. There's a mavuch among the achwenim. What is the shear? Some will say shear is suda, 10 shekels, 20 shekels. Again, the Eilim like saying all from the Yashiv, that the mekan mitzvah muhodra, they say the simplest 50 shekels each oni.
Per couple,
if it's you and your wife, it would be 200 shekels. It's a hiddish way, the Indian of simcha. It does come out, but Shavua says, negate to giving your maisa money, you should not give from your ikachiv. Anything else can be from your maisa money. Not a problem. And of course, Shavua says, kolamabra ha'zeh meshubach. I'll further from the question.